It's an NRL round preview.
Here we go again.
Round 19, Ryan Girdler. We have arrived. The finals are sniffing distance.
We are cracking on with the season, aren't we?
It's rolling along beautifully. Mm-hmm. We've gotten through the origin hump, which is a hump we all look forward to.
You know, I'm not feeling, there's usually that little period after origin where everyone gets a little bit flat, a little bit lazy, and everyone's sort of looking forward to finals, but
you haven't had it.
I haven't had it. I haven't fallen into it yet. Mm. Last week where there was some really good footy played, we've had, I guess, you know, everyone moving up to the bubble and, you know, we speak about, you know, the game continually giving us different things to talk about. So it's always fresh. Mm. And I think because we moved that period of where players could, you know, transfer to other clubs, that extra month on the back of last year, that's opened up the whole of July for us to talk about different things other than some of the games post-Origin.
Well, I'm glad you've avoided the post-Origin blues.
So far.
But, you know, there are some people that have experienced it, but now I feel like we move out of it. We're ramping up. It's the final round. We get to start to talk about the run home for the finals team, what's required of the teams battling for
the eight. Well, it's only 1 week out of it, Len. Origin was only a week and a half ago.
It was a short blues. Okay. Short blues session. It's like Damien Cook, a short blue. Right, round 19, let's get stuck into it. Kicks off Thursday night. All these games being played in Queensland, so no real home ground advantage if you're not a Queensland team. Parramatta real home game, but they will take on the Canberra Raiders. Cbus Super Stadium, 7:50 on the Gold Coast. You can hear this one on Triple M. And don't forget, you can listen to every single Triple M NRL call via the Listener app, LISTNR. Go download the app. It is free to get involved. Parramatta, Blake Ferguson returns.
Yeah.
A familiar face, but as we discussed during the week, Gerds, no Mitchell Moses. The back fracture keeps him out, which means Jake Arthur will partner with Dylan Brown in the halves. On the Raiders side of things, no Jack Whiten. Yep. And Xavier Savage done for the season, the young fullback.
Yeah, Rapana goes into fullback there. But they were really impressive last week, Parramatta. And I think that they need to go out this week and make a statement saying, basically, we're going to play a top side, the Canberra Raiders this week, who are in a little bit of form without our half. Mm. And we can still win footy games. So I think the Eels in that one.
Eels, right. Friday, 6 o'clock game. Again, this one you can hear on the Listener app with the Triple M NRL call team. You'll be calling this one, won't you, Gerds?
Absolutely.
With Wendell Saylor.
Yep.
Roosters taking on the Knights. Sunshine Coast Stadium. Mm-hmm. The Roosters get James Tedesco back at fullback. Still the best fullback in the game, in my personal opinion. I think the Tom Trbojevic excitement this year undervalues what James Tedesco does. He just doesn't have off games and he's so solid.
Different style of player, but yeah, I get it.
Yeah. And then from a Knights perspective, you've got the rapidly informed Kalen Ponga, Jake Clifford, Phoenix Crosland, no Mitch Pearce.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Which hurts.
Look, if Mitchell was ready to play after the performance we got out of him and the combination with Kalen 2 weeks ago when they had that win, I would be inclined to tip the Knights, but they capitulated without him last week. And the Roosters, I can't believe Trent Robinson's dropped Josh Morris this week. I mean, that must have been so hard for him, but Josh has struggled with form over the last couple of weeks, and he's got some young guys there putting some pressure on, and he's been made accountable. Mm. And on the back of that, the Roosters all basically know now that, hey, their job's on the line. Yeah. Form is reputation's nothing.
Yeah.
I think they'll come out and perform and get the Knights.
Roosters, I'm looking forward to the battle of the locks in this one. You got Victor Radley who is
Watson.
Victor Radley.
Yeah.
And Connor Watson, who he gives you 100% every weekend.
Mm.
But I've read a story that he's calling clubs, or he's having to call clubs because the Knights aren't interested in hanging on to him.
Okay, yeah. That's a strong lot. Yeah, you do know what you're going to get with Connor, but where does he play? What's his spot?
Well, he's played everywhere for
he
them
does.
This year.
And he's at 13 and, you know, yeah, he's
played
just
in the halves. He's played 14. He's he's a Mr. Fix-It a
he
little bit.
He is a bit of a Mr. Fix-It. So,
which is sometimes.
But they've got, maybe they've got a few of those. They've got Kurt Mann, who's a bit of a Mr. Fix-It as well. So
can be a blessing and a curse, I guess. right, are you sticking with the Roosters?
I'm going to go with the Roosters.
All right, second Friday night game, the North Queensland Cowboys at home, Queensland Country Bank Stadium in Townsville, taking on a Melbourne Storm outfit. This is winks-like odds.
It is.
Goods.
Yeah,
$1.03 the Storm are at the moment.
Yeah.
They get all the State of Origin numbers back. Welsh, Addo Carr. Asafa Solomona comes back into the side after he was out suspended.
Yep.
And No Cam Munster, though, significantly. So Cooper Johns will partner with Jerome Hughes and Ryan Papenhuyzen. Mm. We get to see him for the first time since round 10. Magic round when he suffered that concussion will come off the bench.
Did you mention no Kafusi? Kafusi's out as well of the lineup. So Munster and Kafusi won't be playing.
Yes, the other one, Kafusi. I didn't mention.
So that is.
And no Dale Finucane.
And no Dale Finucane. So, yeah, some big outs there for the Storm who. You know, probably just building for the back end of the season, trying to freshen a few of those guys up that have had pretty big campaigns, but they'll be too good for the Cowboys.
That is ridiculous that you can Munster, Finucane, Kafusi, and you're talking about freshening players up, and yet you look down this starting 13 and you think, okay, sure, Chris Lewis probably isn't in the starting side normally, but he's fighting for a spot on the bench. But still coming off the bench, you've got Nelson. Asafa Solomon and Ryan Papenhuyzen.
Yeah, it's frightening, isn't it? Great to see Ryan back, and everyone's missed him, as you spoke about.
If you had to make a tip, how many minutes will he play?
Not too many. Probably under half an hour, I would imagine. But the Cowboys had their moments last week. I mean, they were right in that contest against the Roosters up until about the 70th minute, and the Roosters got a couple of late tries. But they're just not resilient. They're a really immature footy side. They're not resilient enough. As soon as things turn against them, they just find a way to sort of fall into that hole again and that here we go again mentality. And they need to change that. They need to change that because they do get themselves into situations where, you know, a bit of resilience can win them a footy game and they just don't have a minute at the moment.
It's interesting because it's Todd Payton's first year in charge and we know what he went through at the start of the year with the Jason Taumalolo statements and not playing as many minutes as we thought that he might play. And then we started to see some green shoots of that policy. They seemed to buy in in the middle
had
part of the
run,
season.
Didn't they,
had a little run,
a
and now they're kind of just falling off a little bit again.
They
Right, Saturday, you don't change stations. 10 till 12, you got the boys on Dead Set Legends with Gus, Jude, Wendell Saylor. And then you get into the Saturday scrum, which
proper.
Is Ryan Gertler territory.
Oh, yeah.
MG.
Is MG
Tony
back for
Squires.
The game on Saturday?
No, he's
MG's
not.
MG's out. I think we've got James Graham's coming in.
James Graham.
Yeah, James is coming in, and that's going to be really
dynamic.
Good. Yeah.
How do you go? Have you worked with James before?
I love James. Yep. Yeah, we had him in a couple of years ago, and he's a great contributor. He's always thinking a little bit laterally about different parts of the game.
I love that.
Says it how it is. Yep. So yeah, he's going to be a great co-host.
A little bit kooky.
He's out there sometimes, yeah.
Oh, well, there's a reason to tune in on Saturday. So you have Brent Reed, James Graham, Ryan Gertler, Tony Squires. And then we get into this one. Saturday afternoon, Sunshine Coast Stadium. The Bunnies taking on the Warriors. And I get the impression that this is Wayne Bennett time. This time of the year, six or seven rounds out from finals, team sitting third on the ladder. The chessboard is taking shape for Wayne Bennett right now.
I mean, looking at South Sydney, I think that they've lost three or four games, and all of those games were beaten by teams in the top four and the teams around them. They have not dropped a game against any of their lower opponents all year. Part of me gets a little bit concerned the way they only play as well as they need to get the job done, but that's also sometimes just endemic of the personalities in the team.
Yep.
They've got those guys, haven't they? Probably only run as fast as they need to run. And that's their mentality going into the finals. Now, whether he needs to ramp that up and how he goes about making sure that by the time they get into, round 24, round, first semi-final, their whips are cracking and they're all go. It's Wayne Bennett style. Well, we'll see how he does it. But they'll be too good for the Warriors. The Warriors, no Egan, no Harris. No Tuivasa-Sheck. So three big outs and key players for the Warriors.
Going to be an interesting battle up forward, though, because, I mean, Adam Fanua-Blake, Tavaga at hooker and Matt Lodge.
Yeah, they were good last week. Their numbers were really good in the beaten side, the Warriors.
The big boppers for the Warriors up forward going up against Mark Nichols, who, he's probably not of that size.
No, but you've got, big on meat, Kalau Matangi.
Big on meat.
Cam Murray in
Tom
there.
Tom Burgess, for those not aware of the budget smuggle.
I think at the moment I would have to say that Cameron Murray is probably my favourite player in
Isn't
the game.
Isn't he great?
He's just loving.
Yeah. You know what he is of this generation?
What is he?
He's the Ryan Gertler.
No.
Men like him.
No. He's
men want to be him.
He's nothing
women
like
want to be with him.
But he's such a good player to
Isn't
watch.
He?
I love just the way he plays. And some of the subtleties to his game, you don't even notice what he's done until sort of all of a sudden he comes up with the ball or he's around the legs in a crucial moment of the game. So go on, Cam.
Jai Arrow with some atoning to do, coming off the bench in number 17 as well.
Jai's back, is he?
Jai's back, named on the bench, and he's sporting a fresh do.
What's he got?
He's shaved away the sin. He's gone the number one all over the top. That's a home job because he's been in quarantine. So moving along, Seagulls taking on the West Tigers. This is your 5:30 game. Manly, how are these for a couple of ins? Jake Trbojevic, Tom Trbojevic, Daly Cherry Evans. Throw those three back into this side. The Tigers name an unchanged 17 after their win over the Brisbane Broncos last week.
I mean, you know, you'd love to say the Tigers are chancy, but the Seagulls were really professional last week. Yeah, and the form of some of these young guys, you know, Schuster, Olakau'atu, Paseka, and then you combine them with the experience and the quality of those three guys you just mentioned, and they are a formidable outfit.
You got Jake Trbojevic coming back from this hip injury. We actually, it's kind of because of the form of his brother, and because he hasn't been a part of that Blues setup since game one, we've kind of forgotten about him. But this is a guy who is just ultra consistent, never puts a foot wrong, doesn't miss tackles and delivers, and he comes back into that side. And I wonder whether when you came back from your Origin stints, if you came back into a side where some of the lesser lights had performed well the week prior, was there a greater sense of confidence amongst the team that, hey, we got this done without you? Welcome back.
100%.
But we got this. We kept it rolling without you.
And making those guys understand how important, you know, because there's the other side of the coin where they can go, well, we did our job. These guys are back now. Away we go.
Take the foot off the pedal.
Just making sure that they know how important it is if you're going to compete at the back end of the season that they keep on developing and they keep that sort of form and they're expecting to put, you know, people are expecting them to put in that performance every week, which is part of the job of the coaching staff and the senior group as they come back, but they'll be too good.
Yep. Saturday night, Penrith Panthers talking about too good. Penrith Panthers taking on the Brisbane Broncos. I guess you can call it the Tevita Pangai Junior Contract Cup. I imagine the Broncos had just turn up with the piece of paper. Kevy can hand it to Ivan at halftime, and Tevita can change benches. Yeah. In fact, I'd like to see that. Yeah. I'd like to see Tevita sit on the Broncos bench or in his Broncos gear for the first half with their group.
Just stop it.
And then get changed
just
at halftime.
Stop it.
Wouldn't that be a fantastic sight?
Come on.
And to see him, you know, like, or maybe he turns up in one of those custom-made half jobs where it's half Panthers, half Broncos.
Have some fun with it, Tevita.
Have some fun.
A creative genius.
I know.
Hey,
get in touch, Tevita. Hey, when you get to Sydney, if you're looking for some, you know, someone to run your marketing.
Some ideas.
Let's throw some stuff. Probably focus on your footy. Panthers. Jerome Luai is back. That's the big one. Comes in at number six. We'll partner Tyrone May with Matt Burton shifting back to the centres.
Yeah.
That pushes Brent Naden out.
It does.
Yeah, because obviously Burton goes back to the centres, drops Naden.
Yep.
Out of the 17.
Out of the 17 altogether, yeah.
He's obviously head for the Bulldogs next year.
Yep.
This is the other talking point from a Broncos perspective, is Jermaine Asako holds his spot over Xavier Coates.
Yeah, the only guy that's played, I think, all three Origins for the Queensland side this year can't make the Broncos lineup. It's a strange one, I have to say. And I like Asako as a footballer, and I think he's a guy that just, when he's on, he's red hot.
Yeah.
But, you know, he had a few moments last week that I'm sure he'd like to forget, some fundamentals, just he lost his way. And I just thought that, you know, if Coates plays last week, you know, I'm thinking those errors aren't made and they're right in that contest for a long period of time. But on the back of some of those errors that he made, Asako, unfortunately, the Tigers just got a leg up and they were able to go on with the job. So I have to say I'm really surprised that he's still in the 17. And Coates is a fabulous player.
Well, Speculation Central. Let's go to Speculation Town. This surely has to be because he signed for the Storm.
No.
It has to be.
No.
Why else is he not getting a game?
Well, you need a result. It's a results-based business. I mean, they're not in a position. Maybe that could happen at a side like, you know, Penrith or whatever it may be, but it can't happen at a side where you're struggling for, what have they had, 3 wins all year? For your 4th win, you're coming up against the Premiership heavyweights and you're putting guys that have played every Origin game on the bench because he's leaving to go next year. What you're trying to do, you're trying to protect you know, a 50-point drubbing by using the best players you have who are available for that game. There's no other way you can word it, Liam. It could not happen. That could not be their thought process.
You don't think that a possibility could be that. Again, we are in speculation.
No, I don't.
You don't think that Kevy could be trying to send a message?
No.
To say, hey, we're going to rebuild this team from the ground up. We're going to rebuild the fabric of this club. We're going to rebuild that legendary culture of the Brisbane Broncos. And if you're not in, you're not in.
I would say yes if he had young Cobbo on the bench.
Okay.
I would say if he's going to give someone an opportunity that's going to be their long-term winger moving forward, fine. You could see that. But Asako's, you know, I don't know what their plans are for Asako, but he must have an injury, Coates. Okay. He mustn't be 100%.
Let's get out of Speculationville for a sec. He probably is injured, but that was fun. I always love a visit to Speculation Town. You'll be tipping the Brisbane Broncos, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Sunday, two more games to get through for round 19. This is the most evenly matched game on paper.
Yeah.
A lot of favourites in this round, but this one, the Dragons taking on the Titans. It's a home game for the Dragons, but they're playing at the Gold Coast Titans home ground. Corey Norman is going to serve his one-match suspension this weekend for the Dragons, but they get Matt Dufty back at fullback. Mm-hmm. Jordan Pereira comes back in on a wing.
Yeah.
Fui Maiano comes back into the side off the bench. They also get Cade Ellis back in. So a lot of returning, or Cade Ellis is named amongst the extended, so he's actually not in the 17. But then for the Gold Coast Titans, Aaron Clark is out, who's been pretty solid at hooker. No Jamal Fogarty, that's the big one.
Yeah, it is. Mm. Sexton comes in, though, and everyone's been talking about, obviously, Ash Taylor and the situation with him leaving at the end of the year and who's going to replace him. Why haven't they gone to the market? And that's probably because of this young guy. Now, I haven't seen a lot of him, but he comes in with big raps. And look, you can't expect miracles in his first game, but it's going to be really good to have a look at who the Titans think their future halves are going to be. And that's obviously not going to be him and Taylor. It's going to be him and Fogarty. But everyone's interested to have a really good look at young Toby and let's see how he goes.
20-year-old from Sunnybank in Queensland.
Yeah, yep.
Played for the Australian schoolboy. Did you play Australian schoolboys?
No.
Feels like everyone did.
Yeah.
I see a lot of Australian schoolboys represented.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just looking at Toby's player profile here. Mm. You want to guess what his nickname is?
Tobes?
Sexy.
Oh, I don't know how they come
up with that. Can you shout that out on the field?
Sexy.
Sexy.
Yeah, of course you can.
Girls would have been turning around all the time. All right, last game of the round, round 19. Who are you going with there? I really haven't thought.
You know what? I did think of it. And every time I go and have a look at those two sides, my mind changes. Like, how can you pick either one of those sides and go in with any confidence that they're going to turn up and play all right? So I'm going to go with the Dragons.
Oh, Dragons. Okay, he'll change that. Last game of the round. Bulldogs taking on the Sharks. The Bulldogs brave in defeat last week. Strange game. Lachlan Lewis still named at 5'8". Copped obviously sin bin for 10 minutes for his brain fading in his aggressive cuddle on Cody Walker. Was also fined $1,600 by the NRL. So he retains his spot at 5'8", alongside Jake Avarillo at halfback.
Yep.
And then for the Sharkies, who need a win, need this win badly, Aiden Tolman, obviously out suspended, though, Gerds. That's probably the biggest one for the Sharks.
This is my upset of the week. I'm going to go the Doggies on the back of what they've done over the last couple of weeks. I think so. I like the fact that Marshall King comes back into the side. I think that they play best when he's in a little bit of form. He's been out with injuries for a couple of weeks, so I think he'll make a difference for them. You spoke about Ockhambor. He gets another game under his belt this week. And Lewis and Avarillo, just on their effort over the last couple of weeks and their resilience defensively against some quality opposition, I think they just might have enough to frustrate the Sharks, because the Sharks are a side that get frustrated really easily when things aren't going their way and then just don't defend their errors on the back of that frustration. Yeah. And the Bulldogs are a side that can get under your skin. I think they might do that to the Sharks.
I think we saw this at the end of last season from the Dogs as well. They started becoming the disruptor. the teams, they were sitting down a similar spot on the ladder, and then they just started winning at the end of the year and beating these
teams.
Almost
made the finals,
and they went on this run.
I don't think that's going to happen.
It's not going to happen this year. Yeah. They're sitting bottom of the ladder. Yeah. But based on your tips, if things pan out as you have predicted, the Dragons will almost lock themselves into a spot in the eight.
Oh, well, the Dragons, Titans, I didn't really... Well, yeah, I know,
but if it does go Dragons...
Did I say Titans or Dragons?
Well, you said Dragons.
Did I?
You've changed? Flip it the other way. Yeah. In fact, let's recap your tips, because for those playing along, he's basically gone the favourites. Parra to beat Raiders, Roosters to beat Knights, Storm to beat Cowboys, Rabbitohs to beat Warriors, Manly to beat West Tigers, Panthers to beat Broncos. Tipping the Dragons,
yeah,
I believe, to beat the Titans.
Yeah, and it's then a home game.
The Bulldogs in an upset over the Sharks. Now, if those things play out, we will have three teams on 16 points. In the Sharks, Raiders and Knights. If the Dragons win, they'll jump to 20 points and be two games clear of the chasing pack and probably lock down a spot in the eight. But if they lost to the Titans, we would have five teams on 16 points fighting for spots 7th and 8th. The Dragons, Sharks, Raiders, Knights and Titans.
Wow.
It is a huge weekend of football.
It's a massive weekend. And I think that's the interest around the ladder and the way that it's all shaping up.
Mm.
I think that's why no one's got the post-origin blues, because there's so many of these games you can feel are going to have a bearing on the top eight.
Hasn't been this much interest in a ladder since Bunnings. Oh, should I have left that one?
God.
It's not my best effort. See, MG goes away and I try something. Normally, I'd be too intimidated to try such things.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've created
I'm not
a
enough
safe
of
place
a presence. I'm a safe place. I've created a safe place.
You've created
which is
a
really
nest.
Good. That's great.
All right, there you go. There is your Round 19 Preview podcast. Enjoy your weekend of football. We'll see you next week.